Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states, this is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston.
An Odyssey Station.
This hour is brought to you by TeeUpNewEngland.com, your online auction for golf foursomes.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
The Laird Man had to get out of here early,
Curtis. That's why we're hearing your voice more than we need to.
To get a shot.
Are you going to handle the last trending?
Yeah, as of 9:15, effective 9:15 this morning, I am the trender of the Greg Hill Show.
Executive order?
Yep.
Executive order.
He is 1A.
Okay. This is T.O. Hello, T.O. Hello? T.O.? That's what it says. Is that your name?
This is Tom.
Tom, there was an M left off by Stanley Stisgrimy on the call screener. So, what's up, Tom?
That's okay.
What's going on?
Well, lots of stuff, but I just wanted to say good luck to Alex. I'm actually a Western Mass person. It would be great to have on the air. I'm actually traveling through her town right now because I work in Wilbraham, Mass.
Okay.
Okay.
So, and I have relatives in Ludlow, so
it'd
be nice to have a local.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I have a cousin in Albuquerque. I
don't know, I'm sure that'll help, right?
All right. So you're saying, Alex, good job this morning.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay. Yeah,
Alex, let me ask you this question, okay? Because you're a basketball Celtics person. Would you trade Jason Tatum?
Whoa.
Because I don't think Jaylen Brown and Tatum can play together. But it seems like you might be a Brown guy.
I would say I am a Brown girl, but I still wouldn't trade Tatum. And I would trade Brown before I traded Tatum. So that's very contradictory.
You would?
Mm. For the right, to bring in Bradley Beal, mm-hmm. as much as it would hurt me to see him leave by Jaylen Brown. But
I see. I think if it was going to be, if you're going to trade either of the two of them, I might keep Jaylen Brown.
Wow. So you would trade Jason Tatum?
What, you're going to get max value for him right now.
Wow. Now, see, I don't think they can play together for some strange reason. I just don't think their personalities mesh.
I would disagree. I think that they actually do play well together, and I think they're kind of a good yin and yang personality-wise, and I think they complement each other on the court because if one of them's not going, the other can be facilitating. I really think it's around them. I think it's the bench. I think it's the fact that they're not playing defense this year.
But on
there's
paper,
so many other things that I point to before Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown can't play together. That's probably the last thing on the list.
When you look at them on paper, right, you would say that this team has talent on paper. It's like, that's what we've,
yes,
been,
you would. Yes,
we've
you
been
would.
Saying that for
on
the,
is that glossy
yes.
paper?
I would
or?
Say it is glossy
yeah.
paper,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
We've been saying this for the past couple of years. You know, their four starters could collectively be the best four starters in the league on the floor at one time. They might not have the best player like in the Eastern Conference, whether that's, you know, now KD or Giannis, but you add Tatum, Brown, Kemba Walker, Marcus Smart, you put those guys together, it's going to be hard to find a better four. And when you look at this team, I'm not going to use the excuse of they don't have pieces now. I just don't think that Tatum and Brown can play together. And it seems like that you need another piece to go along with Tatum. I thought it was Kyrie. Should have been. But now you got to figure out who's the guy that's going to play with Tatum.
But you're expecting
Bradley
that
Beal.
His you're expecting that his body language,
mm-hmm.
which Perk is using as code mm-hmm. for his leadership skills, his attitude, his whatever you want to call it, you're expecting that that's going to get better with anybody else? I don't know that. I think that's Jason Tatum.
Oh.
I think that's who he is.
Yeah,
so
but this year is such a grind, too. Like,
what do you mean it's a grind? Say that to a plumber who's been working.
My stepdad's a plumber. I'll say it to him to his face.
That's a grind. Your stepdad, that's a grind.
In the sense that you're in a hotel room, you're trapped there. You can't leave on the road. I don't know. I just think every team you look at is just so over the season. And I mean, there's the Lakers, of course, there's Philly, there's the Nets, but it's such a top heavy.
Everybody is so over this year. Every person in the United States of America and mm-hmm. globally is over this
right.
year.
And we didn't make 40 million.
You still have, right. So still have to get up and function.
So I'm not saying it's an excuse. I'm saying I'm not ready to characterize Jason Tatum as someone who's not a hard worker or someone who doesn't care about winning basketball games. I'm just...
In Greg's world, we trade Tatum. That tweet that out. Greg says, trade Jason Tatum.
Well, you asked me about the two of them. Mm-hmm. If you were going to trade either one of them,
uh-huh.
This will be blasphemy if I say it, but I think Jalen Brown might be the better all-around player.
Breaking. Tatum.
I'm just telling you
well,
that.
Well, then that's what Danny has to do. In this summer, Danny has to move on from Jason Tatum.
This is John from Gardner. What's up, John?
Good morning, good folks. Alex, you're representing Springfield in a fine fashion.
Thank you, John.
Hey, Jay Chuck, if Jason Tatum went out in the parquet and took a dump on the Shamrock, you would make an excuse for him.
Well, he is your best player.
Players become leaders is by how they carry themselves and interact with everybody around them. Their teammates, their coaches, even the refs, instead of bitching at them every 2 seconds. Well, a lot of guys in the NBA do that. But, Wiggy, I mean, did LeBron need his coach to anoint him as the leader? Or did LeBron take that mantle by the way he plays, carries himself, breaks his neck, works out like a madman year-round? Or what? You know, they say Jason spent a lot of time with Kobe, a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I think the only – by the way – I hardly watch the NBA. I detest the three-pointer. You need a get off my lawn segment in this show, Craig, because I got it covered.
Yeah, I handle that normally, but go ahead.
But you can just watch them for a minute, and you can see they lack toughness. They don't dig in when they need to. I think the only thing Kobe taught Jason is that he's the stud, so he can crank up a 29-foot fallaway anytime he wants. But it's how the player conducts himself and interacts with everybody. That's what becomes a leader.
So it was never Kyrie then. Now I'm starting to see. First they blame Kyrie. Wasn't him. Now they're blaming Jason Tatum. So your best two players that you had in the past, you know, 3 or 4 years, you want to ship them out of here.
I didn't say that.
Well, no, you're saying that Tatum, for some reason, his personality.
Tatum's got a lot of – they put the mantle on him too quickly, and that's not necessarily on his fault. Yeah. He's a young kid.
He's okay. An all-NBA player.
Yeah, but again, he's 23 years old, and this is us projecting all these ideals on him for his ceiling and what he's supposed to be.
What does that have to do with he's been in the league like 4 or 5 years. How old's Luka Doncic? Doncic is like 22. I mean, at 24 years old in the NBA, you might as well be, you know, 35 if you played 5 years in the league. It's not like this guy just got into the league. That whole he's young, no. The problem is when he looks around him, he's looking at Brad and going, he gives everybody the ability to shoot. He lets everybody say something. I'm playing with a bunch of Scribinis here, Danny. What the hell's going on here? I'm the best player. And guess what's going to happen? He can opt out in 2 years. He's flying the coop. He's going somewhere else. Maybe him and Zion will link up down in New Orleans.
Wiggy, what would the J. Charles Wiggins and Associates, how would they handle somebody taking a poop on the parquet?
Well, I mean, I would say this. If you're trying to sue the Celtics, we'll get you something.
Hello, this is David from Florida. Hey, David. That's their motto. They'll get you something.
I love it.
Well, Celtics won't let you go to the bathroom because of Corona, so you had nowhere else to go.
They've settled 100% of all cases. They settled. They never go to court because they don't know how to practice in court. Hello, David.
Yeah, good morning. You know, I was looking forward to talking about the Red Sox losing, but damn it. Yeah, so, you know, the Celtics are just like the Wizard of Oz syndrome. They have no soul. And it's just getting old and aggravating and annoying, and they don't know how to play basketball. It's repugnant. It's ugly. It's vomit inducing.
Okay, but players. Do you blame that on players, or do you blame that on Brad Stevens?
Well, of course, I blame it on Brad. On bad Brad. Bad Brad.
Come on.
I mean, it's his job. You know, ultimately. You know, if kids are acting out in a classroom, you first blame on the kids, but then you blame on the teacher.
These are adults. These are grown men. Jason Tatum is he's got a deal for $200 million.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody has to get Jason Tatum fired up.
People can't get their own kids to eat vegetables and like not use the iPad at the table, and they think that Brad Stevens is going to get a millionaire to.
Right? I mean, it's ridiculous.
But you can, mm-hmm. Listen, we need to stop this with the Brad Stevens. He doesn't know how to handle big ego players. And since the day that Kyrie got here and the day that you got Gordon Hayward, there has been issues because now you got these big ego players that are like, I'm an all-star. This is how I'm used to things working. And Brad goes, you know what Brad does? When he has a... This is the type you talk about kids. When he has a wild clash, you know what he does? A bunch of, you know, hellions in there running amok in his classroom. He's the type of teacher goes, hey, figure it out yourselves. These guys are all equal here. I'm going to step back. Let me know when you're ready to learn about the pilgrims and some of this arithmetic.
You wouldn't do Tatum for Bradley Beal straight up?
Hell no.
I think Tatum and Bradley Beal, the whole point is to have them together, two St. Louis boys.
No, I would listen. I think everybody on this team is untouchable. I mean, you could touch everybody but Tatum.
But Tatum, he's the only untouchable one.
If you're Danny, you want to get this team back right, you trade for Karl Anthony Towns, you fire Brad, and that you build your team around Karl Anthony Towns and Jason Tatum, and let's go play ball.
Curtis, are you ready to handle trending?
I can't wait.
This is a big moment.
Oh my God, I've waited my whole life for this opportunity.
Let's get to it.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now is brought to you by Red River Technology. Red River, technology decisions aren't black and white, think red. I'm going to get the Red Sox out of the way here before I get to what I really want to talk about. They won 6-5 in 12 innings, big comeback, came back twice in extra innings for the win. They finish up the series today, first pitch at 1:10, Mudd's the pregame at noon. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Okay. The Masters.
Yes.
Starts tomorrow. I have two picks for everyone.
Oh, excellent. Okay. I gotta get my pool done today, so go ahead.
This was a Dino special. He would always say Matsuyama, but I don't think he ever won. my winner is Patrick Cantlay, 22-1 odds. The sleeper pick, 55-1, Adam Scott, the Aussie. Already won the Masters before. I like him big. So, any picks from you guys? Wiggy, who do you have in the Masters?
Hold on. I'm Googling black golfers in the Masters.
I'm picking Augusta member Rob Manfred.
Ooh, Rory McIlroy.
Tiger Woods. I'm going with Tiger.
Tiger Woods?
Tiger won't be playing. It was injured very
severely.
Go
with Tony Finau.
It was very severely injured.
Vijay Singh.
In an auto accident. Why don't you, why doesn't the team.
You might like Brooks Koepka. He likes to stir the pot a lot.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Big off the tee.
All right, Brooks Koepka.
Why doesn't the team at J. Charles Wiggins and Associates reach out to Tiger Woods? They may be able to get him a little.
Well, we can get you some money, Tiger, all the fake news that there has been spread about you.
Yeah.
First person we're going after is Curtis.
So, Curtis, they have determined that speed was the only factor in that Tiger Woods accident.
Right. There's a lot of people saying I gave up too soon, that this seems strange. Why would they try and preclude the media from knowing that it was just a speeding-related crash? But that's all you're going to get from them. So whatever happened, that's the extent of the investigation. They're going to announce it this afternoon that there is no citation or ticket or any legal issue coming down the pike for Tiger Woods.
Any mention of the Celtics or the Bruins in trending? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can do that. Okay. The Bruins won. You probably know that by now. They won 4-2. The Celtics lost. They stink. They beat two bad teams. Everybody says they're great again. Then they played the Sixers. Lost by 10, but should have been 30. And one other little note here with the Celtics. Tristan Thompson, hopeful that he's going to return against the Knicks. He's missed the last 12 games. Ken Laird has been so wrong on so many things. But Tristan Thompson may have been the wrongest. I mean, he said this guy was going to, like...
Well, he had a source in Cleveland.
Yeah, but we still think it's the janitor.
We were going to be shocked by the performance.
Yeah, it was
the
missing piece. Tristan was the missing piece for this Boston Celtics team to get them over the hump.
He was wrong about that.
And one piece of sound we haven't played, I'm not going to use it here. Maybe I'll tease it and just totally take over the show. But okay. Dr. Fauci can't figure out why Texas hasn't seen a dramatic increase in cases since they opened the state up.
All right, well, maybe we'll get to that coming up. Alex Francisco from Nesson is our guest host today, and we'll be right back.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, it's guest host week number 3, and Alex Francisco from Nesson is our guest host today, and you got another half an hour or so with us, and then you can get out of here. Are you going to go take a nap? Was it up early for you, or you don't?
So I finished my shift last night about 1. I probably wrote and edited my last story, and I never went to bed.
I never went to bed.
I tried so hard.
See, that's good to know.
Because I wouldn't even know that you, like, didn't go to sleep, because most people would have been nodding off.
Well, it's because you haven't let her get a word in.
I haven't had a coffee either, so.
No coffee?
No caffeine and no sleep right now.
Are you a coffee every morning person?
I don't need it every morning, but I like it every morning.
How can you not get it every morning? I can't function without.
If I don't get a coffee every day, it's because something came up and I didn't have time to. Oh, okay. I can still function, but I would rather have a coffee.
This is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everyone.
What's happening, Derek?
A quick side note on the golf.
Yeah,
I agree with Alex. Koepka's the guy, definitely this weekend, and I love Jay Charles acting like Tiger wasn't all jacked up behind the wheel. Probably had an IHOP waitress on his lap. Come on.
There's zero evidence that points to that. Right?
The toxicology report actually indicated just the opposite.
Right. Yes.
Unless she got out and ran.
Yeah, his people got to that. Trust me. At any rate, if we could get back to your implosion there of the Celtics.
Yes.
Hilbach, this is, again, Jay Charles, you know, wanting to let ownership off the hook. This has completely manifested itself into an ownership issue. Okay, this is one of the reasons the Patriots saga is so interesting, is because the Crafts have been masterful all the way up and until the end when they butchered the Brady situation. This is where ownership, you know, puts their stamp on their franchise. If Wick is looking at this team and can't see that, okay, one of them's got to go. These guys are not going to win together. Let's stop with that. And he's got to be the owner and figure out who it is and sit the person down that is going to stay and say, listen, I'm making a franchise move here. you need to be all in. And if that doesn't happen, it's on ownership hill, dog, 100%.
Which one would you prefer?
Well, I think there's no question that Tatum's the more talented,
yeah.
But I think the kid sucks. He's such a, you know, pouty little he's AA. He's the result of AAU America.
He's like
100%.
Derek, he's like Tom Brady was the last two seasons here.
Oh, jeez.
Now, even I would not put that guy's name in the same sentence as Prick. Please. I mean, that kid has, I mean, he probably never won a tournament. Okay, because he's too busy hopping around to different coaching staffs who tell him how awesome he is. He clearly carries himself that way. There's no fight. There's no, you know, stop with the Kobe and all these other, you know, comparisons. The kid doesn't have half the heart that any of those players had. Even Paul Pierce, at least he had emotion and played with, you know, everything. This kid just loafs around. It's actually hard to watch.
Wow.
Another failed Duke.
Now Tatum stinks. Now we got to get rid of this guy.
I didn't say he stinks, Wiggy. I just think that he's not a winner. He's not somebody who, you remember all the time, Brady never misses a game because he's a warrior, Hill Dog. He's a warrior. This kid is anything but that.
Now, you know who pouted a lot early in their career? Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant pouted a lot.
No,
People tell me KD is the most sensitive thing out there. And guess what? I'd want him. Now we're looking at Jason Tatum's body language after the guy scores 30.
No, we're not Perk is.
Oh, even with Perk. But Perk played on a different team with a different head coach that held those guys accountable. When they went out there and they did things wrong, Doc was like, uh-uh. Doc would say, this is KG's team. This is Paul Pierce's team. These are the guys that we ride. Look what he's doing with the Sixers. I don't care what you said, no, the coaches are not big when it comes to the X's and O's in basketball, but they are big when it comes to managing and getting guys to play on the same page and having some chemistry.
There is some breaking Deshaun Watson news this morning, which we can get to right now, Curtis.
Yeah, so according to Bleacher Report, Nike has suspended its endorsement of Deshaun Watson. The quote is, "We are deeply concerned by the disturbing allegations and have suspended Deshaun Watson. We will continue to closely monitor the situation." So that's
this thing is crazy right here, in the sense that when you look at this, you're looking at a guy that maybe his career is over, in the sense of it just seems weird. Like this, you know, there better be some truth to come, because you're basically ruining a guy's life. So there better be some type of truth that comes out of this.
Well, you heard.
Or he ruined, like, 30-something women's lives.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's not what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying
now. Did you guys read the Sports Illustrated article came out last week?
Yep.
Yes.
That wasn't, like, damning to you to read that
It wasn't
account.
Damning to Wiggy.
Like, I felt personally disturbed just mm-hmm. reading words on my phone screen mm-hmm. about him on the table, and then the Instagram messages sent back and forth, like, I believe these women 100%.
You believe them 100%?
I do. At first, I think it was unfortunate that they chose such a, I guess, prolific lawyer to all represent them. But the woman, this SI article kind of swayed me, I will say. Because it was the one woman that said, listen, I went to this attorney too, and he wanted money up front, and I just was uncomfortable, and I left, and I don't even know if I want money, but this was my account, and it matches all these women's accounts, and it's just weird.
Well,
like, why are there this many women? They all line up in the COVID pandemic when he can't be out at the club in different cities mm-hmm. doing God knows what behind his girlfriend's back. I don't know. I have an interesting perspective in that I hang out with cheerleaders of the professional sports teams in this town and mm-hmm. some bottle service girls, and I've seen firsthand the text messages they get from athletes. And this is when it's consensual, and when, like you can get away with almost, you can really go into any club as a professional athlete and for the most part, pick of the litter. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he's, it's just weird. Well, he's a freak.
It's a weird thing anyway to go through 41 mm-hmm. massage therapists in a period of months.
And to message with one, and she's holding her ground and says, you've reached out to me twice before.
Right, but that's also the same one in the SI article.
Here comes an excuse.
No, because if you're going to look at the evidence and look at the evidence that we have, this is the same woman in the SI who said 45 minutes into the massage, I felt uncomfortable, but then continued to give a massage for another 90 minutes.
Well, did you hear the
it's
women,
an awkward thing, though.
Did you hear the women yesterday say that they were afraid? I mean, there was... That account was read by the by another woman for a woman who I guess mm-hmm. was uncomfortable with being there, and she told him to go take a shower because
mm-hmm.
she has a shower thing there at her place,
right?
And to get on the table with a towel, and she walks in. He's bare ass naked,
mm-hmm.
and he starts asking her to. Massage and in a digital manner,
mm-hmm.
And she said she felt afraid. I mean, is she lying?
No, I'm saying that it's possible for women to feel afraid, like they feel like they're trapped in a situation. But I just, like you say, you find it strange for there to be this amount of women. I find it strange for every woman to be afraid and not do nothing. I feel like there would have been one...
Study up on these types of incidents.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
listen,
it's hard. It's easy to say that when you're not in the situation.
Well, study up on the incidents of athletes that, or just regular people that were put in positions where they were accused of rape, they were accused of sexual assault on people, and then it comes to find out that it was a lie, it was made
up. When those instances come about,
mm-hmm.
is it 40-something women?
I haven't seen.
This is my thing. It is so hard not only to commit a crime here in the 21st century, so to lie about one on top of that. Like,
they
these
do
women,
it all the time.
Yeah, but they know at the end of the day, like, evidence has to be shown, like, a decision's going to be made. And they can get.
But is there
sued,
any evidence
turn around
here?
For, I mean, the text messages that SI had were pretty damning to me when this massage therapist says, you've contacted me twice before already, and I've made it very clear to you that I only do massages.
Right.
And he said, okay, sorry, my bad, and didn't answer her after that.
And she goes, okay, well, let's make an appointment to do it again.
No, she said, you're welcome. I only do massages, and you're welcome to book.
But she was willing to book again. See, I listen.
Right, these people
make
need money.
Make it very clear.
She's
not a quarterback.
Go watch the Sean Oakman story. Go watch. Mm-hmm. We already know about Duke lacrosse. Go watch this. I told you, I have a personal connection to the Minnesota Golden Gophers football team when they got into a situation. You go look at...
Was it 40 women?
Right, that's my point.
No, I'm not saying
it's never occurred where there's been this number.
We've never seen this before, right?
Right, so why are you using examples that are not related to this whatsoever?
And also, like, if you're going to make a lie up about this,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going with, I'm trying to give this guy a massage and he's... Okay. Like, making suggestive movements on the massage table naked and erect. Like, that's just a bizarre scenario to conceive in your head and think of to lie.
Here's why I get. People get upset when you go, it's bizarre to believe it. But I'm instantly supposed to sit there and go, when you go, it's... I do believe it. I feel like that's where we have an issue. I feel like I need to see more evidence that's clear-cut that proves guilt, because the world we live in today is guilty until you can show everybody that you're innocent. And that's kind of what's going on right here, in my opinion.
But what has his defense been this whole time? Oh, these other women, I didn't do anything to them.
No,
where's the actual defense?
He's had consensual sex with some of these women, right? So we know that.
That begins with a massage.
So he's had sex with some of these women. So we know that he uses massage therapy as a means.
And there was another
hooking up with.
And there was another report out from his quarterback coach that his girlfriend would reach out to some of these women and to make sure that they were real. They were real massage therapists, because the pattern that she believes is maybe Deshaun is just cheating on me with Instagram people.
I feel like J. Charles Wiggins and Associates are looking for a class action lawsuit with professional athletes who've been wrongly accused of sexual assault.
That's right. They are already starting that in 1-800-WIGGY.
There's no way to get your life back. Ask the Duke lacrosse players.
Wiggy, the Duke lacrosse case was one woman.
And?
That we're talking
and
about.
And her defense shattered and within seconds and of it these was, kids prodding thanks, around themselves.
And it was thanks to Nifong, who mm-hmm. was a should be in jail, a prosecutor who was totally dirty. This is not like that. But Chris Sims, who was on NBC Sports, he had what I think, maybe up until now, the dumbest take on Deshaun Watson.
He's not going to jail for any of the things we've seen so far. You can't do that. So I think there's a little bit of that. And I also think there's a little bit of thought of and lack of a better way to say this. Is this just some young horny dude, all right, with a fetish, all right? Yeah.
Some young horny dude with a fetish? With a fetish, which I guess he's implying the masseuse was his fetish.
It's odd to me that mm-hmm. It's the middle of a pandemic,
right?
And you're going off to visit. Maybe I shouldn't say going off. You're visiting 40 something different massage therapists.
Right.
Like what? You don't find one in the first 3 or 4 or 5 visits.
That to me is strange. You know, that to me is strange that you need 40 massage therapists.
Do you think Nike has looked into this?
Oh, I think we know the NFL put out a statement.
No, I'm asking about Nike.
Yeah, I think Nike and the NFL are basically investigating this.
So they looked into it and they said, oh, we can't do business with him anymore.
So they just suspended him or dropped him completely?
No, they just suspended him.
They definitely dropped Tiger mm-hmm. for all his consensual sex.
Right.
That is a good point.
So they haven't dropped Deshaun Watson. They just suspended it right now. So I think that's maybe to get more information. But, you know, they're... When you look at the situation, just like you find it to be like he's got 40 massage therapists. I look at some of the information that I know, and I'm like, man, this something ain't adding up here. My opinion.
Deshaun Watson needs to hire Ed Davis to do a private investigation.
Yes,
Curtis.
He will get to the bottom of that.
This is Tony from Boston. What's up, Tony?
How you guys doing? Good morning.
What's up?
What's up, Wake?
What up, man?
Hey, this is the Deshaun Watson situation. It's like, I find it real funny. I feel as though the Texans got a lot to do behind it. The owner, he wants his way out. All of a sudden, here come 40 women or 22 women claiming that he assaulted them or raped them, whatever they want to say, happened to him. But like Wiggy and Ken said, the girl who spoke and was crying asked for money. Ask for money first before she wanted to make a criminal suit about it. Mm-hmm. It's like anybody that wants criminal justice done, you're not worried about money. Money should not even be an obligation if you feel as though you've been violated and you want to seek justice. So I feel like it's all a hoax with this just want money. She want hush money like Wiggy's saying. And to be honest, Deshaun Watson doesn't – I don't see Deshaun Watson needing to rape his masseuse ladies.
Well,
like, that's the point. He doesn't. He can literally, almost anywhere he wants, find mm-hmm. a woman to take home.
Or several.
Or several.
Yeah. But I mean, we're not, Tony and I, we're not women.
No.
So,
yeah.
I ask you, if this happened to you, would you go immediately to the authorities? Or would you get a lawyer? I mean, that's the main argument
mm-hmm.
Against the truthfulness of these women is that they went to this lawyer as opposed to going to the police.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said about a criminal trial is traumatizing for victims. I mean, you can read that anywhere. Just watch Law & Order SVU, like one episode, and you will see. But I don't know. It's also an awkward thing where, like, it's not a clear-cut I was raped, right? It's a gray area situation where it's mm-hmm. like, what is this dude doing? I don't know what he's trying to get at, but I feel mm-hmm. violated
mm-hmm.
and I can't necessarily call it a black and white thing and I'm confused.
Right.
And also, Deshaun Watson's my client right now. What am I willing to, like, every woman is different. Every incident is different. And it's a shameful feeling to be violated like that. Like, you don't want to tell anyone. I commend these women for even having the courage to tell my their mother, mm-hmm. because I don't know if I would.
Yeah.
And I mean, in terms of the hush money, that is to me just such an easy way to like, you know what? This is, yeah, I'm being petty, but this dude hurt me and I want to hurt him back. And if that comes in the form of a $100,000 Birkin bag, or he gives me hush money so mm-hmm. I can buy a house and maybe like take some time off from work now that I'm traumatized to do my job, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of going to a civil trial, and then you put the ball in his court and you say, listen, you're a freak. If you want the rest of the world to know you're a freak, that's cool with me. But you can also just give me $100,000. I don't know. I think it's easy for a man to look at the hush money. But also, this was like a month ago that she asked for this.
This was prior to... Yeah.
So prior to anyone coming out.
To him even bringing up charge or having a civil case. It was like, here, pay me. You don't want to pay me? Now we're suing you.
And that's how one woman handled it. And then another woman, as we saw with the SI article, said, I don't even want money. I just want these women, their stories to be believed.
But she has a lawyer. And she said, and
it's not the original lawyer.
But in that,
and at the time,
but
she didn't
know. But
she's
saying she's weighing her options.
She was talking to an attorney. Yeah, wouldn't you?
Deshaun Watson must be the most unlucky man on the face of the earth.
Yeah, ran into 21 separate individual massage therapists they collaborated and figured out how they could sue him and tell the same story.
Yeah, but that girl had a lawyer.
It's like I tell my daughter who's 24 years old, if somebody does something to you and you feel uncomfortable, you let the police know to keep this monster off the street from doing it again. And it might be a tough situation, but hey, we're going to be there to support you in every way. That's what I tell her.
You want that monster?
Not everyone has a loving father like you.
Well, no, I understand that. I understand that point. But I'm willing to bet you that one of the 22 has a parent like that.
Wiggy, in your mind, has any athlete ever done anything wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Darren Sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, Darren Sharper was wrong. And we brought this up. Kareem Hunt, Ray Rice, Greg Hardy. There's been plenty of guys that have done things that you go, that's disgusting. They, you know, just period.
Do you think what Deshaun Watson did is disgusting?
Well, I told you, I don't believe it.
Okay.
That's the same way you feel like it's disgusting. I feel like as of right now, I need to see a little bit more evidence because I'm in the camp of something ain't adding up here.
We're up against the clock. We got to take a quick break. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.